Hello, this is Ralph.
Hey, Ralph. This is Catherine calling from Legacy Insurance Group. How are you?
Hey, yeah, I got your message. Yeah, so I bought the car yesterday, so I just wanted to go over some prices.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yes, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I was notified by our receptionist, Michael, that you have purchased the 2008 Mercedes.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So, and that was yesterday?
Yep, last night.
Okay, wonderful. And will you also be keeping the 2011 Toyota Camry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. So currently then, let's see here. And for the Mercedes, is that owned or financed?
No, I paid cash for it.
Awesome. And do you want...
There's no lien, yeah.
And then do you want only liability, how you currently have set up for your Toyota Camry?
Yeah, I just want the bare minimum, whatever the cheapest liability is.
Let's see here. Okay. All right.
Do you have the VIN number and everything?
Yeah, so I have the VIN number that was provided earlier to cool. Michael. He had sent that information over to me, so you're all set here.
Okay.
So for the prorated premium for the remainder of this term that
mm-hmm.
will go into the renewal in June 30th, it's just mm-hmm. a $31 balance.
I don't understand.
So in order to add this vehicle to your car, it would be
right.
a $31 that would be due for the remainder of this term.
Oh, by term, you mean like the 12 months?
Yes, yes, exactly. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it'd be $31, and then like, when does my insurance renew? June something, right?
Yeah, so it's June 30th, so the renewal hasn't been issued yet. I would say that it'll probably be around about, be about between, I would say, like $700 to $730.
For the car?
For the renewal, for both vehicles.
Oh, so it's going to be about $700 for both the Camry and the Mercedes?
Yeah, exactly. And
okay.
that's a rough estimate, just because that renewal hasn't been issued yet. Yeah.
And that's like an upfront payment of $700, right?
I'm sorry?
That would be like an upfront payment of $700, correct?
Exactly. Exactly, okay. For the renewal.
Question. Mm-hmm. Let's say that happens. Now, you said that the renewal will happen on the 30th of June, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the $30 I would pay now would be good until June 30th. So then, like, if I were to sell the car before June 30th, would I still, as long as I let you guys know, would I still pay the $700? How does that work?
Oh, yeah. So just notify us. I mean, if you sell any vehicle, just keep us posted on whatever that date is, and then we'll be able to get you out a prorated refund.
Oh, I mean, so let's say like June 30th passes by and I sell the car, let's say in August or something. I guess, do I get a prorated refund for the remainder of like the 10 months that's left?
Absolutely.
Hello?
Oh, yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, so I was
Ralph?
Saying, like, if I were to, yeah, can you hear me?
I heard everything
okay.
that you said, but
okay,
yes,
cool.
that's exactly how it would work. You would get that prorated refund if you were to sell your vehicle, say, in August, September, whenever.
I have a question. So, like, my Camry, let's say that just my Camry by itself, how much does that cost, like, with the renewal coming up in June 30th, if I, like, let's say forget about the Mercedes, what would my Camry be for the renewal for the year?
Your renewal hasn't been issued yet. It normally is going to be issued about 30 days in advance, so we're not quite at that point yet.
Oh, so you're saying I'm not going to find out how much the renewal will cost for the new policy until 30 days before the renewal?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean?
Yep, exactly.
So, like, I would know, like, around May 31st or June 1st how much the renewal is for either car. That's when I would find out, and then the actual charge would happen on the 31st of June, right?
The 30th of June, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you find out the price a month before, and you pay a month after, right?
Yep, exactly. That's
all
how
right,
it would
cool.
work.
Awesome. do you know if, like, wait, can you at least tell me this? What was my thing for my policy cost for my last term for the Camry? Like, 400? How much was the total? I don't remember.
So it was 502 for just the Camry.
Oh, 502? Okay. I guess.
For the whole year.
I thought I could have sworn it was less than that. Okay. Question. Like, why is it only 200 more to add the Mercedes? Like, I mean, just wondering.
Hello?
I mean, that sounds good, but I'm just wondering, like, why it's only 200 more. I guess, is that because I have, like one car? So it's sort of like having one line on Verizon, adding a second line is cheaper. Is that why it's less?
That definitely is. So when you have more than one vehicle, then you have the multi-vehicle discount that's included.
So it's the same thing with, like, how, like, carriers do it, like Verizon, like, adding a car, a line, is cheaper than having only one.
I'm not certain about other carriers, but for your policy, that is how it's rated.
Okay. And I guess, okay, cool. All right. Yeah, I mean, let's go ahead and do it. Yeah, let's go ahead and add the car. So
I will go ahead and get that going here. And then we have your banking info already on file, so we'll be able
cool.
to make that payment of the remaining $31, and we'll be able to get
mm-hmm.
you out that temporary ID card and your email.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, did you have any other questions today, Ralph?
Yeah, just to summarize, so I paid $31 today, and I'm good for this car with insurance until the end of next month, after which I'll be charged the new premium for the whole year, right?
Exactly, and you'll be notified of that, I would say, about May 30th, 31st for that renewal.
But I can have the car on the road because I can print out the cards that you're going to email me, right?
Absolutely, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right, thank you.
Have a great day, Ralph.
When should I expect to be charged, like 2-3 days?
Yeah, so I'll request for the payment to be made now, today, and then you should see that coming out of your bank account, I would say, within 3 to 5 business days. Normally, each bank is a little bit different.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks.